Well, I prefer to come on here and teach you guys about real estate, why mortgage rates are doing what they're doing, what kind of programs are out there to help you guys get into home ownership, if that's what your goals are. Maybe educate you guys on these things. But day after day after day, we just get pounded with things like this. The Biden administration announces $5.5 billion in grants for affordable housing. That's on May 24th. What was just announced yesterday? $100 million in funds for what? Affordable housing. So the government, I guess, is at this point trying to get into housing. And that's kind of scary because if you go back in time and look at, how do they do when it comes to, let's say, the healthcare thing that they worked on? Well, here's healthcare costs over the last 30 years, and it doesn't look like those really tapered off when Obamacare came in. So did this really cut the cost of health insurance? I wouldn't think so. So now the government's getting into the, I guess, the home building or the home financing business or whatever they're doing. Well, let's get over to the headlines that we have for today to just break this down. I didn't really know how to go about it, so let's just get to it. Here's the economic news for today. We have consumer confidence basically just completely flatlined. But then again, you go over to here, and here's what I want you guys to understand. Okay, look at all the pieces of this puzzle. All right, so let's go through here, right through here. More single-family homes being built for renters, okay? So, and you're starting to look at a lot of multi-unit buildings are now getting more and more, there's more and more emphasis on them to be built. Now we have rental homes for, so maybe is the government trying to create a country of renters? I don't know. Or they're just trying to completely control what you're doing with your housing. Because when you get the government in here, especially when you add $5 billion to real estate, I don't really think that's going to bring down prices. I think it'll only bring up prices. But there's a great interview this morning on CNBC, and I don't even want to kind of give my take on it. If you watch my video from yesterday, please check it out right here. And this is, and I'm going to put it right here up in the corner. Watch that before you watch this, okay? And you let me know what you think or what my take on was yesterday, because I got a lot of grief from a lot of people. But this person right over here, Joe, he kind of asked this person the same question. So check out my video before you watch this, and then let's get over to this interview. So let's see how this thing goes. This is the Treasury the Deputy Treasury Secretary of the administration. So let's let him explain this to us. So let's get to it.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen highlighting a new Biden administration effort designed to make housing more accessible to Americans. The investments include making $100 million available through a new fund to help.
Does he look a little squeamish or like, what am I doing here? We'll keep going with it.
Finance affordable housing over the next 3 years. Just last week, new data showed home prices hit a record high in May. Joining us now, Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo. Mr. Secretary, it's good to see you. I got to be totally honest with you. I saw $100 million and I wondered whether I was missing a decimal point.
Right.
Or something. As you know, we had to raise the deficit by, I think, $400 billion, and a third of that was student loans forgiveness. So we got, $100 and some billion.
Let's see the spin on this one. He'll probably not even address the question. He'll just go on his talking points. Let's see how he does this. This might be genius.
Dollars for student loans, but $100 million for housing, it just seemed like it didn't make any sense to me, the size. What can we do with $100 million?
Here it comes.
So, Joe, it's good to see you, and I think it's important that you're making a point that the president continues to make, which is that we need more housing in this country, and one of the ways that we can incentivize that housing is with more money from the federal government. And it's important to note that through the American Rescue...
Do you see how every solution in Washington is just throw money at it? Well, let's break this down real quick. You have a housing market right now that's in disarray. Okay, people aren't selling because they have great rates, and that's just a fact. It's proven. Builders are cutting back. You saw that on the permits and things coming up. The permits that we do have looks like they're going to rental properties and multi-units. So where are we going with this thing? But we'll continue to just throw money at it because that's kind of what, they dangle that carrot in front of our eyes. Here's the cool thing. As you get older, I guess you do get grumpier, but you do get wiser. I just turned 59 over the weekend. And over my lifetime, if I go back, here's an odd thing, and I got a challenge for you. Go back tonight when you're bored. Go back to like a 1975 presidential debate and just watch it. Let me know tomorrow. Comment down below. Let me know tomorrow what they talked about. Did they talk about the Middle East, inflation, wars, oil, housing? Just saying. It's going to be, you know, I would suggest close your eyes and listen to the debate. Now, they're a lot more cordial to each other than they are today, but it's the same issues, the same problems. So let's get to it. I apologize.
Rescue plan, we put $19 billion towards 3,000 housing projects, but we need more. And part of the reason that Secretary Yellen was in Minneapolis yesterday was because Minneapolis is doing their part, and lots of cities are, by changing their zoning ordinances to make it easier to build housing. The $100 million is just one of several initiatives she announced yesterday. But what we know is that we need Congress's help to get more money for housing. And right now, there's a bipartisan proposal that's been passed through the House of Representatives sitting in the Senate that will allow us to build far more housing in order to help us increase supply, which is critical to affordability. You raise the point of fiscal sustainability. And there again, I think that we agree with you. The idea here is that we need to have a fiscally sustainable path. And part of that is the president's proposal to raise $3 trillion of revenue to put us on that fiscally sustainable path.
Okay, he just said the president's going to raise $3 trillion in revenue. So think about it. How does the government create money? Do they all have jobs that they go and get paid for, and then they deposit it into the federal government's depository account or something? No, they make money by our taxes. So how are they going to get more taxes? I know what the spin's going to be. The spin's going to be, well, we're going to reduce the tax on the middle class, and we're going to raise the class taxes on the rich. We've been hearing that for a long, long time, and it always seems like it does come fall back on the middle guy. Where it comes, you know, our taxes get raised. It might not be our federal taxes. Our state taxes will go up. You'll put a gas tax on. You'll increase the taxes here and all over the place. And you're just nickel and diming us to death. So let's keep going with it.
And we've already done some of that work in a bipartisan way just last year when we passed a bill working with Republicans that helped save $1 trillion. So we're looking forward to doing more on both fronts, both being fiscally responsible, right, but also building more housing.
Definitely a setback for deficit reduction, but now that we're back to almost, $2 trillion, and this is during a pretty, we're not in a recession, so I don't know what we seem like we're spending a lot. I mean, there's some residual left over that I guess the FDIC hasn't been able to collect yet on what's due for that incident from last year, and there's some other weird accounting issues in there, but nobody likes to be at $1.9 trillion in a fairly decent growth phase of an economy.
So, Joe, I think this is exactly why the president has proposed that we increase revenues in order to bring down our debts over time, and that's why he's calling for extending middle class tax cuts up to $400,000, but ending the rest of the last administration's tax policies that added a great deal to those deficits over time. Fundamentally, you have to have a plan, and I think the president's announced one that would help us save $3 trillion, and he looks forward to working with Republicans to implement a plan that will make us more fiscally responsible.
Wow. I'll just leave it at that. So without further ado, let's get to why you're here. Mortgage rates, they're basically flat as a frickin' pancake this week. Why? There's no economic news. We have our consumer confidence came in today. Like I said, completely flat. Tomorrow, new home sales, nothing really there. On Thursday, we have durable goods orders. GDP does come in, initial jobless claims. So these will be market movers where they come in. And then Friday, we have this core PCE. Well, the PCE in general, is the number one inflation measure that the Federal Reserve watches. So let's get over to it. Like I said, the headlines right through here is more homes are being built, but they're being built for renters. If you go over through here, here's what we talked about just briefly, how much money is being spent on this new initiative, but they also have a $5.5 billion grant program going on, and it's just they just keep spending. Let's see how the bond market's doing right now. We have the MBS. It is down 7 points. What that means is basically the market's doing nothing. Think of this as the Dow Jones, you know, up 1 point. Okay, so what we follow, how we follow mortgage rates is we follow the MBS market right through here. This is the MBS market. How you figure out where mortgage rates are going? Right through here. Okay, so this is the price of a mortgage-backed security bond. All you need to know is this. If the price is going down, rates are going up. Just think of it up and down, yin-yang. If the price is going up, rates are going down. Price is going down, rates are going up. So that's what we're seeing through here. So basically, it's nothing for today. And then again, when you go over to the health insurance industry or the healthcare, since Obamacare, I thought this thing would go up and just basically flatline. But unfortunately, even when the government takes over healthcare, those don't really get any better or cheaper as well. So that's that for today. Here's where our deficit is. That will be at $35 trillion here soon. And they just keep giving it away. So it is an election year. So make sure you get out there and vote to make sure we just have a fiscally responsible government out there. So that is my report for today. So here's what I might say today. If you want to get involved in the housing market before everything is rented or the government gets involved, because once you pump in $5.5 billion over through here and you pump in another $100 billion here, our home price is going to actually come down? Probably not. So you guys give your take down below. I'll answer some of you guys, but I'd love to hear your comments down below. How do you think all this is going to pan out? And please take it look at this as if your financials. Okay, your financials. Do you think the government is being financially responsible on the things that they're doing right now? And if you do, please, you know, down below. But what I don't want you to comment down below is, you know, this stinks or that stinks. Let me know your true thoughts down there. I'd love to add some of these things to the videos so I can help explain to you guys what the heck's going on out there. So that's the report for this morning. I will be back with the closing bell, letting you guys know what happened there. Plus, I'm going to start a little bit of down this path, I'm going to show you how, if I were to buy a house, how I would do my research before I pulled that plug. So thanks so much for watching, guys. If you want to learn more about me and my team, visit us at therateupdate.com. The first thing I want you to do before you do anything, if you're looking to buy a house, click the grant finder right up through there to see if you're eligible for any grants out there to help you with the down payment or the closing costs. And I know I just, you know, ranted and raved about this because a lot of you guys are going to say, well, Dan, look, you're giving money away too. Guys, this is money that's available to you guys. So don't miss out. I'm just letting you know how we can help you get access to these grants. So that's it for today. If you'd like to call us, scroll to the bottom of the website and you're going to find it right through there, 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Take care. See you later. Bye-bye.